proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast. We continue with our series about making vows according to the Bible, looking at Jephthah as an example of a vow that was not well made. Jephthah was one of Israel's judges. His story is found in the 11th chapter of the book of Judges. During his days, the Jewish people faced a crisis. The Ammonites had invaded part of Israel. Jephthah's countrymen asked him to lead his people's military forces into battle. Jephthah made a promise to God, a promise recorded in Judges chapter 11. Quote, "If thou shalt without fail deliver the children of Ammon into mine hands, then it shall be that whatsoever cometh forth of the doors of my house to meet me, when I return in peace from the children of Ammon, shall surely be the Lord's, and I will offer it up for a burnt offering." Unquote. Jephthah defeated his foe, yet he fulfilled his vow. Jephthah received condemnation for doing so. Question arises, did Jephthah do the right thing on following through on his promise? Should he instead have reneged upon performing the vow to offer the first that came out of his house for a burnt offering unto God? Some background information about Jephthah might lead to a better understanding of why he did what he did. His father Gilead came from Joseph's son Manasseh. The author of Judges 11 described Jephthah's mother as being a, quote, harlot, unquote, implying that Jephthah was an illegitimate child. Since a person's ancestry during biblical times derived through the father, Jephthah was still reckoned to be a Jew. Yet his half-brothers expelled him from their family. They claimed that Jephthah, as the son of a harlot, did not deserve to share in Gilead's patrimony. The oppressed Gileadites came to Jephthah, thus offering him command of their military forces to fight against the Ammonites. He accepted, provided they chose to make him their leader. He first fruitlessly tried to negotiate with the Ammonites. Then Jephthah led his forces into battle. The writer of Judges chapter 11 noted how, quote, "the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jephthah," unquote, indicating that God did empower him for the task at hand, defeating the Ammonites. Yet Jephthah still remained uncertain of ultimate victory. Thus he vowed to give to God the first living thing from his house to encounter him after his triumph. To his grief, it was Jephthah's daughter who first came to meet him. At the very least, Jephthah made a foolhardy promise. He did not appear to reckon that the first living thing to meet him after his victory over the Ammonites, the first living creature to greet him, might be a family member, rather than, say, some animal. Jephthah vowed to give God a burnt offering of, quote, "whatsoever cometh forth of the doors of my house to meet me," unquote. Under the Mosaic law, a burnt offering was entirely consumed upon an altar. When Jephthah's daughter learned of her father's vow, she asked him to let her bewail her virginity to 2 months. He assented to her request. Some Bible scholars have suggested that Jephthah's daughter did not actually die as a burnt offering. Consider the nature of Jephthah's vow. If some animal had first met Jephthah, would he have deemed it fit to keep his vow by consecrating that animal to a life of perpetual virginity? The question seems ridiculous, but Jephthah did not clearly think through when he made the vow. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.